Father, thank and praise you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the opportunity to look at your scriptures and look at the parables and bring it right up to date. What a joy it is to be able to know that we can apply scriptures in all circumstances of our life. But more importantly, thank you, Jesus, for coming and showing us a way to live and telling us the stories of grace and love. And then you followed through when they arrested you and you went to the cross of Calvary willingly to take the sins of the world with you. That's why God could not look down on Jesus. And when Jesus knew that, he said, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Because God couldn't be in the presence of sin. With the sins of the world on his shoulder, he said, Lord, I commend my spirit to you. And he gave up the ghost. He died for our sins. They put him in the grave and it could have been all said and done. Oh yeah, good guy, he said all that stuff. But then on the third day, he rose from the dead. And they couldn't find him. And then one day he appeared on the road to Emmaus. But it didn't stop there. He went back to be with the Father. But he said, I'm going to send one greater than I. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to be with you forever and ever. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's the blessed hope that we have in Christ. Love.